It's Spoiler in Time, the companion show to Cord Killers. On Cord Killers, we talk about all the ways you can watch and the things you possibly could watch. Then when we've watched some of them, we come over here to Spoiler in Time and we spoil the things we watched. This week, we're going to talk about the season finale of season 2 of Hannibal, episode 13. Jupiter's Legacy, episodes 5 and 6 of season 1. And episodes 4 through 10, the remainder of season 1 of MODOK. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Yo. Okay, look, we got a tasty buffet up in front of us. Some of it I've sampled. Some of it I've eaten all of it. Where would you like to begin, sir?
We would like to start you with an aperitif of MODOK. MODOK, episodes 4
through 10. That was a hard
10.
Left turn. I thought for sure you were making a Hannibal reference. That's amazing.
Yes, I am going to continue to make Hannibal references until we're actually talking about Hannibal.
Okay,
but
great.
Yes. MODOK 4 through 10. As Bryce and I were talking about in our group chat this week, which nobody listening or watching has heard, it felt like it was trying to address some of the things that you didn't love about the first three episodes, Brian. You saw him more acting more as a father. He lost a few things. He got a little more humanized. He became down and out. They tried to generate sympathy. Did any of that work for you?
So I can't know things I've already learned about MODOK and the Marvel universe or whatever. Like, I grew up reading the comics.
You've got pre-existing MODOK knowledge that is fighting with this version of MODOK.
Well, exactly. It creates a cognitive dissonance, and it's like, I wonder in an alternate universe, if I might have truly loved this series, if it wasn't anything Marvel related. Like, when I watch the beginning of it, I see the page, comic book pages flipping, and I think, yeah, it would have been better if this was not a Marvel anything. We're in a world now where it's like I'm watching Invincible and Jupiter's Legacy and The Boys, and it's like in DC universe, like just make up a universe. Who cares? Yes, we get it. Superheroes are a thing. Like, how in any way is the story of MODOK made better by being in the Marvel universe? And for the life of me, I can't think of a single reason it's better for being in the Marvel universe.
John Hamm as Iron Man.
Okay. Well, okay.
John Hamm as Iron Man.
If we're taking brownie points, that's an incredible plus.
No, and you're right. And keep in mind, this comes from somebody who expected to hate Lower Decks because it's set in the Star Trek universe. But instead loved it all the more for it. So it's like, I don't know if that makes me a hypocrite or if it makes me more thoughtful about whether or not being set in any particular universe is a good or a bad thing.
I think it's a great example of what I'm always trying to say, which is we all bring our own experience into a story. Now, usually I mean slightly more nebulous things like, you know, I grew up missing boots. So the Iron Man's boot thing really affected me differently, right? Which is a silly example. But, you know,
nope,
we all bring our own
totally
experiences.
It's totally true.
And things are going to land differently for different people. So you're going to enjoy something in a different way than everyone else. That's why I don't think there is an objective, like it's good or bad. There's a collective, like most people are going to like this. Most people are not going to like this. And I think that's valuable. But we all experience things different ways. And I think that's the difference between you and me. I had no idea who MODOK was before watching this. I've never read a MODOK comic. I have no background on the character at all. And I kind of enjoyed it. And it got better as it went along for me. I thought it was a little obvious at the beginning. And as it went along, I'm like, oh, okay, they're deepening these relationships and this is interesting. And I had some moments where I literally laughed out loud. There were some good jokes. I'm not raving about MODOK still, but every episode I watch was a little more enjoyable than the previous one. And so watching the last 7, I thought was going to be a chore, ended up just being a nice thing. I did a couple other things while I watched it, but it was a nice thing to have on in the background, and I enjoyed it.
I will definitely, disclosure, I made it to, I think I was halfway through episode 8 of 10. But I think this is a fine story with a fine rhythm and cadence to its joke telling, with a fine setting of absurdism, you know, meets stakes or whatever. I think I would have enjoyed everything about this a little bit more if it wasn't set in the Marvel universe. I think it actively took something away that it was set in, you know, something adjacent to the MCU. It wasn't like there were deep cut references that really excited me and like, oh my God, I'm so thankful that I, you know, spent 3 years reading this arc of Hulk series, whatever.
And that probably contributed to my enjoyment because I never felt like that was happening. You know, the references were, here's Iron Man. You probably know Iron Man from the Iron Man movies or his appearances in the Avengers as Iron Man. Like they didn't go deep.
The position I find myself in, and maybe you can help me find moral clarity here, is that I suspect, yes, it's very Robot Chicken because that's the team making it. And that's fine. They have a rhythm and flow and a pace and
very
style,
Patton Oswalt, right?
Correct. All things that
who
that,
wrote
that
a lot of this
amazing merits to them.
Thank you.
The big thing I just don't know is like, I'm not talking about for everybody. I'm talking about for me. Would I have enjoyed this more if it wasn't a Marvel thing? And I got to admit, I think I would have. If you brought it to me as an independent something, I think I would have enjoyed it more. I think I liked it.
With Marvel, right? They like legitimately have timelines. Are you able to just section it off? Like, oh, this is actually the MODOK timeline. Cause I'm certain that this is not going to affect the MCU. Of course, John Hamm is not going to be Iron Man, but that would be great actually if he was, this is definitely like its own continuity.
Oh man, there's a Toast of London episode I need you to watch now. Here's what I suspect is ultimately I can't divorce the fact that back in the 1980s when D&D was big and spinoffs of D&D like role-playing systems were big, there was something called the Marvel Superheroes role-playing system. And there was also a monthly periodical called the Marvel Universe or something. It was basically an encyclopedia of every single hero and all of their abilities and who was more powerful than the other guy and what they could and could not do. And so there's these schoolyard arguments about I remember almost getting in a fist fight because I was arguing that Silver Surfer would definitely defeat Spider-Man because he could reconstruct matter in whatever manner he wanted. And somebody was like, that just means like if a building knocks down, he can rebuild it in a different way. And I'm like, no, that's not what reconstructing matter is. He has the power cosmic. Are you kidding me? And that stuff. And then, and at the very topmost tier, you had characters like Odin, you had Galactus, you had Molecule Man, you had the Beyonder, you had MODOK. I think everything we've seen with MODOK has been a fine story that I don't know that it gained anything by being about that particular name or in the Marvel Universe at all.
So this is very similar to what Dan Harmon's going to be doing with the Greek Gods animated series, where he brings Zeus down and makes him kind of, I'm guessing he's gonna make him kind of a joke, right?
You aren't invested in
Zeus, so I don't think that's gonna bother you
exactly,
but it's because it's something where you're like, yeah, I get it, it's fun to take, you know, things out of context and make the great and powerful look human, but not MODOK. Don't do that to MODOK for you.
Yeah, and I'm trying really hard, Tom. I promise I'm not trying to stunt or anything, but it's like I think they're telling a fine story. It's just that I don't know what they've gained by having it be in the Marvel universe or having it involve MODOK in any way, like at all, full stop. I mean,
if you want the pragmatic answer, they got people who like Marvel stuff to watch a thing made by the Robotnik.
Yeah, they got us to watch it in a way we might not have otherwise.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
but Bryce, I mean, did you enjoy it? I think you enjoyed it the most of the three of us, right?
I really enjoyed it. After last week, I watched almost all of these in one day. I think it took me 2 days just because there were so many. But like at some point, I almost, because I remember we had the conversation last week, and I was like, well, how funny was it really? Because sometimes I can be kind of nonplussed, and so I don't know. The first few episodes of this pack, I started watching, and I almost thought about like keeping a log of like times that I actually out loud laughed, and it was enough times that there was no point in making a list because it would just be too many. Like I was really surprised at how much of this played. And
I don't know. That's that you needed to have a blind study though, because you were probably laughing so that you could make a mark.
But I really did enjoy it. I thought, especially by the end, which I think eventually you should watch the final episodes, Brian, if only to, like, it definitely completely closes the circle on you know, a lot of the vulnerabilities of the show structure that you identified last week.
Can I throw out the possibility, like, is this one of those, like, you know where my 13-year-old Josie is at? Is this one that would be, like... I mean, there's, you know, cartoonish gore or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I would get more out of it rewatching it with her or just
maybe? I think it's funny. I think it's very interesting because this doesn't feel very Marvel-y to me at all, which is like why I think the Marvel stuff is not a big consideration either way, whether it were or were not. Whether it was BODOK instead of MODOK,
right?
Know, like that really,
canon.
Like BRODOK.
To me, that wouldn't have changed anything. But I know when we were going and watching Lower Decks, like in my head, that was all I was thinking. I was like, well, this would be funnier to me, a person who is coming at this show from this angle. It would be funnier if just it wasn't all Star Trek, and it was a lot of Star Trek. Where, you know, you get to be a little more universal if you decide to make your own universe. Well, but that's the business of it.
I kind of want to rewatch both of them because there's an almost musical quality to the comedy of each, and they're different flavors, and that's fine. They're also both telling interesting stories, which is also fine. They also happen to be in established universes that subvert everything about that established universe. And for some reason, like at a visceral, you know, gut level, I'm attracted to Lower Decks in a way that MODOK has not, has, I like
is it.
Spite of the fact that it's a Marvel movie, not because of it.
Is it just because you feel that there's incompatibility with the way that they set up MODOK as a character? Or are there, I'm trying to suss out if that's the only complaint, or if there's like, you also don't like the jokes, the writing, the animation, like, I don't know. I want to suss out all the criticism and see if it's just that one thing or not.
I honestly don't know. And I'm fascinated because I can tell it's well constructed, but essentially it's Ted Lasso, but I don't like that it's set in the Marvel universe. It's a ambitious dude with foundational beliefs and a ridiculous fish out of water attitude who has a stalwart companion, Coach Beard, who's with him at every step of the way, who's, you know, always got his back or whatever, who's going through a divorce and discovering things about himself and becoming a better person, while also perversely inspiring those around them. I just wonder what this would have looked like to me under a different skin. I just think
I feel like it's pretty simple, and I think you've covered it, which is it's because it's about MODOK. and you just can't, you, that doesn't work for you.
Well, and also it's, I mean, it's in the Marvel universe, which.
And yeah.
Right. I don't know that it needed to be.
All right. That is Marvel's.
Did you like it?
Yes. I said, I enjoyed it. Every episode got a little bit better than the last one. And in the end, it was a nice thing to have on in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was very watchable. I mean, I talk about that a lot, and comedies, it's a little easier, but I think that's a very watchable show to me.
All right. Anything else on MODOK?
No.
All right. That is MODOK season 1.